Ötödik. Origó típusú beszédértést mérő vizsga. A következőkben két idegen nyelvű szöveget fog hallani. Mindkét szöveget háromszor hallgathatja meg. Minden meghallgatás szünet követ. Kérjük, hogy kövesse a feladatlap utasításait. Most olvassa el a feladatlapon az első szöveghez tartozó kérdéseket. Az első szöveg első meghallgatása következik.
Set 5. Task 1. Last Will.
Mark Nicol was a 55-year-old gentleman. He lived in the Ipswich area. He had family in Hervey Bay. His parents and his brothers lived in Hervey Bay. Mark unfortunately took his own life in October 2016. He was, prior to that, employed as a truck driver, but he was unemployed at the time of his death and he was suffering depression.
And what was found on his phone after his death?
Mark had left on his phone a text message. It was addressed to his brother Dave and he said, "You and Jack keep all that I have, house and superannuation. Put my ashes in the back garden with Trish." Trish was his first wife. "Julie will take her stuff only. She's okay, gone back to her ex again. I'm beaten. A bit of cash behind TV and a bit in the bank." And then he identified the cash card PIN number and it wasn't signed by him, but it had his initials and some numbers which equated to his date of birth. And then underneath that, it was dated and the words "my will" had been attached.
And how was this draft text found?
It was on his mobile phone near his body. His wife Julie had found it and handed it to a friend. The friend was going through it to look for names for people to contact to advise of his death and found the text.
There was a dispute which went all the way to the Supreme Court of Queensland, which has just been decided quite recently. And it was a dispute between Mark's wife Julie and your client, Mark's brother David, who was mentioned in this text and to whom it was addressed. So tell me, what was Julie, Mark's wife, seeking from the court?
Well, Julie sought an order of the court that she be appointed the administrator of his estate on the basis that he died intestate, that is, without a will.
And your clients were arguing that this text, this draft text, constituted a will?
That's correct, yes.
What did the judge have to decide? Presumably, was the document intended to be a will? Could the document be a will? And did the deceased have the capacity to make a will at that point in time, in that state of mind? They were essential questions, were they?
Yes, there was no dispute that the text equated to a document within the law. That has been established by a number of cases. The question then was it a will? Was it intended by him to be the last document in the respect that it reflected his testamentary capacity and therefore became a will?
So what did the judge decide? Was this a valid will?
Yes, she did in the end make that decision. She looked at the facts around what was in the text. It was fairly specific. He had given clear instructions. He had provided a PIN number. He had identified the majority of his assets. And he'd also, in that text, made reference to where he wanted his ashes to be placed. So she took into account evidence of his state of mind in times leading up to his death, and she believed he had capacity. That test was met, and therefore admitted the document as his will.
I find it rather hard to accept that you can have the capacity to be clear about where you want your assets to go, at the same time that your state of mind is suicidal and you're preparing to end your own life. Anyway, the judge seems to know it better.
Most egy perc áll rendelkezésére, hogy a feladatlapon szereplő kérdésekre a válaszadást megkezdje magyar nyelven. A szöveget még kétszer fogja hallani. A meghallgatások után 3-3 perc áll rendelkezésére, hogy a feladatlapon szereplő kérdésekre válaszoljon. A második meghallgatás következik.
Set 5. Task 1. Last Will.
Mark Nicol was a 55-year-old gentleman. He lived in the Ipswich area. He had family in Hervey Bay. His parents and his brothers lived in Hervey Bay. Mark unfortunately took his own life in October 2016. He was, prior to that, employed as a truck driver, but he was unemployed at the time of his death and he was suffering depression.
And what was found on his phone after his death?
Mark had left on his phone a text message. It was addressed to his brother Dave, and he said, "You and Jack keep all that I have. House and superannuation. Put my ashes in the back garden with Trish." Trish was his first wife. "Julie will take her stuff only. She's okay. Gone back to her ex again. I'm beaten. A bit of cash behind TV and a bit in the bank." And then he identified the cash card PIN number, and it wasn't signed by him, but it had his initials and some numbers which equated to his date of birth. And then underneath that, it was dated and the words "my will" had been attached.
And how was this draft text found?
It was on his mobile phone near his body. His wife Julie had found it and handed it to a friend. The friend was going through it to look for names for people to contact to advise of his death and found the text.
There was a dispute which went all the way to the Supreme Court of Queensland, which has just been decided quite recently, and it was a dispute between Mark's wife Julie and your client, Mark's brother David, who was mentioned in this text and to whom it was addressed. So tell me, what was Julie, Mark's wife, seeking from the court?
Well, Julie sought an order of the court that she be appointed the administrator of his estate on the basis that he died intestate, that is, without a will.
And your clients were arguing that this text, this draft text, constituted a will?
That's correct, yes.
What did the judge have to decide? Presumably, was the document intended to be a will? Could the document be a will? And did the deceased have the capacity to make a will at that point in time, in that state of mind? They were essential questions, were they?
Yes, there was no dispute that the text equated to a document within the law. That has been established by a number of cases. The question then was it a will? Was it intended by him to be the last document in the respect that it reflected his testamentary capacity and therefore became a will?
So what did the judge decide? Was this a valid will?
Yes, she did in the end make that decision. She looked at the facts around what was in the text. It was fairly specific. He had given clear instructions. He had provided a PIN number. He had identified the majority of his assets. And he'd also, in that text, made reference to where he wanted his ashes to be placed. So, She took into account evidence of his state of mind in times leading up to his death, and she believed he had capacity. That test was met, and therefore admitted the document as his will.
I find it rather hard to accept that you can have the capacity to be clear about where you want your assets to go, at the same time that your state of mind is suicidal and you're preparing to end your own life. Anyway, the judge seems to know it better.
A harmadik meghallgatás következik.
Set 5. Task 1. Last Will.
Mark Nicol was a 55-year-old gentleman. He lived in the Ipswich area. He had family in Hervey Bay. His parents and his brothers lived in Hervey Bay. Mark unfortunately took his own life in October 2016. He was, prior to that, employed as a truck driver, but he was unemployed at the time of his death and he was suffering depression.
And what was found on his phone after his death?
Mark had left on his phone a text message. It was addressed to his brother Dave, and he said, "You and Jack keep all that I have, house and superannuation. Put my ashes in the back garden with Trish." Trish was his first wife. "Julie will take her stuff only. She's okay, gone back to her ex again. I'm beaten. A bit of cash behind TV and a bit in the bank." And then he identified the cash card PIN number, and it wasn't signed by him, but it had his initials and some numbers which equated to his date of birth. And then underneath that, it was dated and the words "my will" had been attached.
And how was this draft text found?
It was on his mobile phone near his body. His wife Julie had found it and handed it to a friend. The friend was going through it to look for names for people to contact to advise of his death and found the text.
There was a dispute which went all the way to the Supreme Court of Queensland, which has just been decided quite recently. And it was a dispute between Mark's wife Julie and your client, Mark's brother David, who was mentioned in this text and to whom it was addressed. So tell me, what was Julie, Mark's wife, seeking from the court?
Well, Julie sought an order of the court that she be appointed the administrator of his estate on the basis that he died intestate, that is, without a will.
And your clients were arguing that this text, this draft text, constituted a will?
That's correct, yes.
What did the judge have to decide? Presumably, was the document intended to be a will? Could the document be a will? And did the deceased have the capacity to make a will at that point in time, in that state of mind? They were essential questions, were they?
Yes, there was no dispute that the text equated to a document within the law. That has been established by a number of cases. The question then was it a will? Was it intended by him to be the last document in the respect that it reflected his testamentary capacity and therefore became a will?
So what did the judge decide? Was this a valid will?
Yes, she did in the end make that decision. She looked at the facts around what was in the text. It was fairly specific. He had given clear instructions. He had provided a PIN number. He had identified the majority of his assets. And he'd also, in that text, made reference to where he wanted his ashes to be placed. So, she took into account evidence of his state of mind in times leading up to his death, and she believed he had capacity. That test was met, and therefore admitted the document as his will.
I find it rather hard to accept that you can have the capacity to be clear about where you want your assets to go, at the same time that your state of mind is suicidal and you're preparing to end your own life. Anyway, the judge seems to know it better.
Kérjük, hogy olvassa el a második szöveghez tartozó feladatot. A második szöveg első meghallgatása következik.
Task 2. Driving tests to be changed. Driving tests are undergoing the biggest change in generations in a bid to help new drivers be safer and more independent on the roads. The Driver and Vehicle Standards Agency announced in October that prospective drivers need to demonstrate real-life driving skills if they want to pass their test. With changes coming into force from the 4th of December 2017. Here are the four main changes that will be made to the driving test on the 4th of December 2017. 1. The independent driving part of the test will increase to 20 minutes. The independent driving section of your test is set to double from 10 minutes to 20 minutes, meaning it will now take up roughly half of the 40-minute exam. The DVSA explains that during this part of the test, you have to drive without turn-by-turn directions from the driving examiner. 2. You may have to follow directions from a satellite navigation device. Most candidates will now be asked to follow directions from a sat-nav during the independent driving part of the test. It won't matter if you go the wrong way unless you make a fault while doing it. 1 in 5 driving tests won't use the sat-nav, and you'll need to follow the traffic signs instead. 3. Reversing manoeuvres. The dreaded reverse around the corner and turn in the road manoeuvres will no longer be tested, although you will still be taught them by your instructor. Instead, you'll be asked to do 1 of 3 possible reversing manoeuvres. This could be to parallel park at the side of the road, park in the bay, or to pull up on the right-hand side of the road, reverse for 2 car lengths and rejoin the traffic. 4. You'll have to answer 2 safety questions while you're driving. Get ready to multitask. You'll be asked 2 vehicle safety questions while you're driving, which the DVSA says are known as the show me, tell me questions. You'll be asked the tell me question at the start of your test, before you start driving, and the show me question while you're driving. For example, showing how to wash the windscreen using the car controls and wipers. Not everything is changing, though. The test will still last around 40 minutes, and the pass mark will remain the same, with no more than 15 minor driving faults and no major faults securing you with a pass.
Most fél perc áll rendelkezésére, hogy a feladat megoldását megkezdje magyar nyelven. A szöveget még 2-szer fogja hallani. A meghallgatások után 1-1 perc áll rendelkezésére, hogy a feladatot megoldja. A második meghallgatás következik.
Task 2. Driving tests to be changed. Driving tests are undergoing the biggest change in generations in a bid to help new drivers be safer and more independent on the roads. The Driver and Vehicle Standards Agency announced in October that prospective drivers need to demonstrate real-life driving skills if they want to pass their test, with changes coming into force from the 4th of December 2017. Here are the 4 main changes that will be made to the driving test on the 4th of December 2017. 1. The independent driving part of the test will increase to 20 minutes. The independent driving section of your test is set to double from 10 minutes to 20 minutes, meaning it will now take up roughly half of the 40-minute exam. The DVSA explains that during this part of the test, you have to drive without turn-by-turn directions from the driving examiner. 2, you may have to follow directions from a satellite navigation device. Most candidates will now be asked to follow directions from a sat-nav during the independent driving part of the test. It won't matter if you go the wrong way unless you make a fault while doing it. 1 in 5 driving tests won't use the sat-nav, and you'll need to follow the traffic signs instead. 3. Reversing manoeuvres. The dreaded reverse around the corner and turn in the road manoeuvres will no longer be tested, although you will still be taught them by your instructor. Instead, you'll be asked to do 1 of 3 possible reversing manoeuvres. This could be to parallel park at the side of the road, park in the bay, or to pull up on the right-hand side of the road, reverse for 2 car lengths and rejoin the traffic. 4. You'll have to answer 2 safety questions while you're driving. Get ready to multitask. You'll be asked 2 vehicle safety questions while you're driving, which the DVSA says are known as the show me, tell me questions. You'll be asked the tell me question at the start of your test, before you start driving, and the show me question while you're driving. For example, showing how to wash the windscreen using the car controls and wipers. Not everything is changing though. The test will still last around 40 minutes, and the pass mark will remain the same, with no more than 15 minor driving faults and no major faults securing you with a pass.
A 3. meghallgatás következik.
Task 2. Driving tests to be changed. Driving tests are undergoing the biggest change in generations in a bid to help new drivers be safer and more independent on the roads. The Driver and Vehicle Standards Agency announced in October that prospective drivers need to demonstrate real-life driving skills if they want to pass their test, with changes coming into force from the 4th of December 2017. Here are the 4 main changes that will be made to the driving test on the 4th of December 2017. 1. The independent driving part of the test will increase to 20 minutes. The independent driving section of your test is set to double from 10 minutes to 20 minutes, meaning it will now take up roughly half of the 40-minute exam. The DVSA explains that during this part of the test, you have to drive without turn-by-turn directions from the driving examiner. 2. You may have to follow directions from a satellite navigation device. Most candidates will now be asked to follow directions from a sat-nav during the independent driving part of the test. It won't matter if you go the wrong way unless you make a fault while doing it. 1 in 5 driving tests won't use the sat-nav, and you'll need to follow the traffic signs instead. 3. Reversing manoeuvres. The dreaded reverse around the corner and turn in the road manoeuvres will no longer be tested, although you will still be taught them by your instructor. Instead, you'll be asked to do 1 of 3 possible reversing manoeuvres. This could be to parallel park at the side of the road, park in the bay, or to pull up on the right-hand side of the road, reverse for 2 car lengths and rejoin the traffic. 4. You'll have to answer 2 safety questions while you're driving. Get ready to multitask. You'll be asked 2 vehicle safety questions while you're driving, which the DVSA says are known as the show me, tell me questions. You'll be asked the tell me question at the start of your test, before you start driving, and the show me question while you're driving. For example, showing how to wash the windscreen using the car controls and wipers. Not everything is changing, though. The test will still last around 40 minutes, and the pass mark will remain the same, with no more than 15 minor driving faults and no major faults securing you with a pass.
Munkáját köszönjük, és kérjük, tegye le a tollat.